radio.co.uk, on DAB Digital Radio, on Sky Channel 0146, and on 105 to 106 FM.
At 9 o'clock, calls for a change in the drink driving law after the death of a Welsh 21-year-old.
His driving ban that he got in the end didn't come into effect until the prosecution.
Should alcohol companies be stopped from advertising? And which iconic car will soon go on sale? I'm Sam Fleet. Dad in Wales is calling for a change in what he claims is a loophole in the law on drink driving that allowed the man who killed his son to keep his licence for 8 months before he was sent to prison. Brian Rose's 21-year-old son Lee was killed when his friend Daniel Isherwood crashed into a river in Mystaig last August. Isherwood was three times over the drink drive limit and is now serving 6 years for causing death by careless driving. But while on police bail, he was able to keep his licence. Something Brian thinks is wrong.
If he'd have gone and done it again, it would have been an absolute travesty. That really would have been down to his bail restrictions. To not have them enforced at the time is crazy.
Well, the Judicial Communications Office has confirmed to us that court doesn't have the power to issue an interim disqualification to anyone who's suspected of committing a driving offence. We'll have more on this throughout the day on Real News.